Happy holidays, my readers. In the holiday mood, I want to share some words and some music. The music here is Holiday Truism and Holiday Mend, available in the Real Store on Bandcamp. The holidays is a joyous time, and I'm reminded of things I love so much and why I love them, like spirituality and mathematics, and people who are inclined towards the same, for instance, Emerson. So I'm going to share some of Emerson's words that I love so much. It says, in compensation, the value of the universe contrives to throw itself into every point. If the good is there, so is the evil. If the affinity, so the repulsion. If the force, so the limitation. Thus is the universe alive. All things are moral. That soul which within us is a sentiment, outside of us is a law. We feel its inspiration. Out there in history, we can see its fatal strength. The world looks like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation, which, turn it how you will, balances itself. Take that figure you will, its exact value, no more, no less, still returns to you. I don't usually disagree with Emerson, but I do disagree. When I disagree with people I love and respect, I do so very extremely. In other words, I will be perfectly sure of what I'm talking about. So here's an instance in which I disagree with him. He says the world looks like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation, which, turn it how you will, balances itself. The problem I have with this is that of logic. And I should know, right? A multiplication table is an equation. I know that most people don't see it that way, but that's exactly what it is. Usually, they don't put the equation, the mathematical equation symbol there, because you understand something to be a mathematical table. But that table is an equation. If you cannot say one time, if you say one times one, is two. Of course not. If you say one times one, it's one. If you say one times one is one, then you're saying one times one equals one. You can imply the equality symbol without implying it directly. So I have a problem with saying is that the words is like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation. The problem with "or" is that it can be true or false. It's a logical statement that can be true or false. So I'm going to say that the world is a mathematical equation. The problem most of the time is that these equations are not found out yet. For instance, the Einstein equation that I put a question mark on the last time in one of my works, I doubted first an equation, if you've read ELW. I doubted the first equation, the equation that led to that equation. I doubted it because I didn't feel that it was an equivalent. In other words, Einstein, a man who I also love and admire, made a mistake. There's no doubt in my mind there is a mistake there. Now, because he's so loved and admired, and because he's so great, it might seem like I cannot question it, but I do question it. And however long it takes, I'm going to prove it. Whatever I may go through it, I'm going to prove it. That's just the way it is. People do what they have to do in life. Some people have privilege, I don't. Some people have doubt where they should have trust. Some people just have trust they don't truly deserve. That's the way the material world works. The spiritual world, as you can see here, as he's trying to portray, doesn't work like that. When you're right, correct, you continue to be right. And as long as you persevere, you continue to be right. If you mistake one part of an equation, if you're wrong about a natural equation, if you are wrong about a natural equation, if you allow yourself to be wrong, whether toxically or degeneratively wrong, if you intentionally allow yourself, demean your mind to be wrong, every subsequent thing will be wrong. That's just the way it is. But Emerson, that amazing man, goes further and says that, let me read this again. The word looks like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation. I crossed it out. There is no or, it's not true or false. The word looks like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation, which turn it how you will. That brings in the question of will, still returns to you. And I had to that, it returns to you in kind. But it continues after this, in what a time of prayer. I say prayers a lot, with a lot of intuitive knowledge. And you may not get exactly how far, how deep I go in being able to say a prayer. I say prayers in my song for a reason. Because when I say something, you chorus it, and there's truth behind it, it has more power. So here's Emerson, after that statement about the word being a mathematical equation. He says that every secret, let me read it from them, right, so you understand. The word looks like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation. The world is a mathematical equation. I'm still finding a lot of, I must say it, equation relative to differentiating X, which you will see over my lifetime. And I mean real mathematical equations. Nature is so powerful that everything can be mathematically equated. Nature cannot be cheated. Anyway, before I get far, let me read this in whole. The world looks like a multiplication table or a mathematical equation. A mathematical equation. Which it turn it how you will, balances itself. Take what figure you will, its exact value, not more, not less, still returns to you. Every secret is told. Every crime is punished. Every virtue rewarded. Every wrong redressed in silence and certainty. What we call retribution is a universal necessity by which the whole appears wherever a part appears. If you see smoke, there must be fire. If you see a hand or a limb, you know that the trunk to which it belongs is there behind. My readers, define compensation how you will. When you label, you're compensated. If someone steals that label, breaks, becomes an intermediary between you and that label, that person is cursed, for instance. Compensation matters, or you incur a curse upon yourself. That's what equations are. I love mathematics so much that I can almost see the world perfectly, abstractly, before I can incline it towards the material. That's how powerful it is. It also allows me to love physics so much. And we're going to talk about it. I know we are, because I'm still very much a student of science. As much as I know, I'm still very much a student of mathematics, which I love, but I love physics more. thank you for being with me this holiday. Thank you for being here. To support my work and effort, please support the Free Books for Life course. And your support, any support for real, is the support for the Free Books for Life course. That matters to me. I hope it matters to you too. So watch it. Thank you.